This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. You can dial in toll-free if you want to join us. That toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can also call in through our Matrix chat server over at chat.lrn.fm. That's where you get the instructions on how to connect to the server, which is relatively simple. Just you should follow them step by step so you don't make any mistakes. It is a little involved. There's a bit of a learning curve. So go to chat.lrn.fm. You can jump in here with us tonight. It's Ian.
Nobody.
And Mark.
All right, well, things just went from bad to worse here in the so-called live free or die state of New Hampshire. We were just singing its praises last night. It ranked number one on the economic freedom charts for North America, actually second year in a row, and it's growing in its economic freedom. But that's from 2018's numbers. This year...
Is that when you were still allowed to run a restaurant?
Yes.
Okay.
This year, I suspect the economic freedom rankings in New Hampshire is going to go down quite a bit because, well, they're basically trying to put everyone out of business. And in addition to that, because in the news, they are going after certain business owners now with mask fines of $500 issued to multiple restaurants, Simply Delicious Baking Company in Bedford, What a Bagel in Nashua, and Checkmate Pizza in Concord have all been fined $500. Now, this was after a few weeks ago, I think it was maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, they went after a bar slash restaurant that was having karaoke indoors and fined them $2,000 for that. That was supposedly the first time that they had fined anyone throughout this entire year.
They stuck their toe in, I think, to see
what would happen
if anybody would respond.
Yep.
And nobody responded, okay? There should have been people outside the governor's mansion raising hell, but they weren't there. So they said, okay, we can move on to the next phase.
Right. So now, finally... there is a protest scheduled outside of the governor's home. They don't.
Yay!
In New Hampshire, there is like a governor's mansion, but none of the governors ever choose to live in it for whatever reason. So, I mean, that's kind of
what do they do with it?
It just sits there, I
guess.
The
museum?
Yeah, or something like that. I don't know. I've never...
It's the people's mansion. Let's go hang out.
I couldn't even tell you where it was. Yeah, we should throw a party there.
Hey! Invite more than 100 people.
So anyway...
No masks.
So coming up on Sunday...
We'll call it the mask of the no masks.
So we got two things, three things at least here worth talking about. One, the fact they're targeting more businesses, as we just pointed out. Two, his excellency, Chris Sununu, the so-called governor here in New Hampshire, announced at a press conference today that there will be, starting tomorrow, a statewide mask mandate in New Hampshire that will, I guess the wording as I recall it was that anyone who's inside, and I've got the actual words here, just we'll pull them up in a second, but anyone inside or outside a public place, if you can't stay more than 6 feet away from the other people, must have a mask with, of course, you know, the usual medical exemptions and that sort of thing. So New Hampshire finally joining the myriad of states, sadly, with so-called mask mandates starting tomorrow.
Wow. Well, I'm going to have to carry a Guy Fawkes mask with me just in case, but
yeah, I don't think
that would
qualify under whatever arbitrary ordinance or governor's order they've come up with.
I would do something about that, but I'm paralyzed by not caring very much.
I am paralyzed often for that same reason. I'd crow about how you guys have to deal with it, and I'm leaving tomorrow, but I have to wear a mask as I get on the plane. So,
Yeah.
So here's what it actually says. This is the order, emergency order number 74. You've read all 74 of these, right?
No. It just reminds me of the, was it order 99 that the stormtroopers came and killed off the Jedi with?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
Ah.
So, yeah, I suspect almost no one has read all 74 orders, as though anyone cares what this jackball says.
You should read AA's Rule 42. which is don't take yourself too damn seriously.
Isn't all that also the meaning of life?
It is. Yeah. Not Rule 42, just for 42.
Right.
The meaning of life. The universe.
I imagine Rule 42 would be related, though.
Yeah.
So beginning on November 20th, that's tomorrow, all persons over the age of 5 within the state of New Hampshire shall wear a mask or cloth face covering over their noses and mouths anytime they are in a public spaces, indoors or outdoors, where they are unable to or do not consistently maintain a physical distance of at least 6 feet from persons outside their own households. So that is point number one after a few pages of whereas this and that and whereas this and that. They get
whereas he can nurse on the snotty end of my meat whistle.
I thought that the studies that the experts had done showed that you had to be within 6 feet of an infected person for X number, you know,
like
of 15
minutes or
well,
something.
The important thing is it has to be an infected person, which you can't find any of those around New Hampshire.
I'm sure that our cases are going
up
here.
You are absolutely not going to pass COVID to anybody if you don't have it.
That is a fact.
So, interestingly, this is specific about public spaces. So it says here, anytime they're in public spaces, comma, indoors or outdoors, where they're unable to socially distance. For the purposes of this order, according to point two, the term public spaces includes any part of private or public property that is generally open or accessible to members of the general public. Public spaces include but are not limited to lobbies, waiting areas, outside plazas or patios, restaurants, retail businesses, streets, sidewalks, parks, beaches, elevators, restrooms, stairways, parking garages, etc.
But I think it's interesting, first in the verbiage, the way that those that would control us like to refer to our property as public space. Mm-hmm. So if I own a restaurant and I allow people to come in for the sole purpose of sitting around buying food, maybe drinks, and having a fine time, but when they're not doing those things, it's time to go. That's not a public space. That's my business.
It's open to the public.
It's a business that's open to the public.
Yeah. And that's what they mean.
And, of course, they've passed the laws
it's not open to anybody. You have to be a member.
Now we're talking about private clubs.
Now, I gave a free membership to everybody but the governor and similar jerk-offs, but you have to be a member.
That was the point I wanted to make.
Don't believe me? Just try coming in.
Right. That was the point I wanted to make about this, was that it sounds to me like private clubs are, for whatever reason on this one, exempt. Now, in previous governor's orders from this man, they haven't exempted private clubs. So they have said that private clubs are not allowed to have karaoke, for instance. So they have had, these ordinances these governor's, quote, orders have in many cases applied supposedly to private clubs. But this one, for whatever reason, it doesn't.
Open up the order of the rabid porcupine.
So that's something to keep in mind here, but nonetheless, it's still bad news. I mean, I'm not saying that makes this good news. That's just there are some workarounds. And obviously, of course, anybody that has a medical exemption, there is an exemption here. Number 6 says a person who declines to wear a mask or cloth face covering because of a medical or developmental issue or difficulty breathing shall not be required to produce documentation or other evidence verifying the condition. So there's your out legally as far as anybody that, is confronted by police or something like that over this. But we all know that
I've got a developmental issue.
Or I have difficulty breathing.
My sense of giving an F what you have to say is just not fully developed.
Yeah.
It's true.
So anyway, the reason this is, worth pointing out, though, is that it's bad news. New Hampshire, of course, had resisted, I guess, to some extent, having this at the gubernatorial level, but this guy is not a good guy. People seem to think that he is... some people thought that him getting elected was going to result in him rolling back his own power, which is, just as ridiculous as believing that COVID's going to go away just because Joe Biden got elected. So it's outrageous, and something is going to be done about this. You mentioned a protest at the governor's house. Nobody, that is happening this Sunday in New Hampshire. There has not yet been a protest outside...
Can we breathe on him?
Well, I suspect he won't be coming out, but if so, well, maybe so. I doubt he's going to come meet a group of what may be dozens of people, many of whom might be armed, given that this is New Hampshire, out front of his own home. Now, his house is located on apparently a cul-de-sac in a little town called Newfields, I think it is. in New Hampshire. I'd never heard of it before.
After this, he'll be moving into the governor's mansion.
200 towns. 855, 450 free. So that's good to know. That's a little bit of good news. The first protest at the governor's house scheduled for this Sunday at 2 p.m. And we will, of course, be attending. At least I will. I presume you're going to come along, nobody.
Oh, yeah.
There's more coming up here in moments. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Maxwell, the runaway into rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet says, it's the grain. Third vet, she says, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
I have been listening to the Dynovite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynovite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loves it. Now he's close to 10, and Dynovite's a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynovite for life. You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. News from news.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin breaks 16,000 as Congress is poised to pump even more unbacked dollars into the market. John McAfee pumps Ghost, his crypto token, from prison. Threats from the SEC? Ignored. New Wyoming Congresswoman is a Bitcoin holder. Law enforcement moves long dormant Silk Road Bitcoin billion. Trump and Biden tied over who stinks more for crypto. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And here in the studio with you tonight is Ian.
Nobody.
And Mark.
Free Talk Live wants you to know about the Divi project. Divi is a cryptocurrency, and it's on the newer side. I think it's been around for a few years now. You can go to diviproject.org to learn more about it and how you can easily set up a Divi masternode at diviproject.org. And it really doesn't get any easier than the way they've done it through Divi. It makes it possible for anybody at any technical skill level to do this, which is really cool. So diviproject.org, you can get in touch with the Divi programmers and Divi team directly on their Telegram channel, and there's a link from that at Divi Project, diviproject.org. You can buy Divi from several exchanges or directly from the Divi team and get started at diviproject.org. We go to your phone calls and thoughts. We're talking about the bad news from New Hampshire. Last night we had the good news from New Hampshire about New Hampshire being the most economically free state in 2018, because that's the most recent time we have the numbers for. 2020, I suspect, we're going to take a dive. But first, we go to Steve in Arkansas, listening to KFPW there in Fort Smith.
How we doing tonight, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind, Steve?
Well, I was just going to let you know what our fearless leader, the governor of Arkansas, Asa Hutchinson, decided that bars and restaurants starting tomorrow must close at 11 p.m.
A curfew.
COVID is scared of nighttime, it seems.
Yeah, well, you know, it only proves what my dad told me when I was growing up, that nothing good happens after 11. So I guess that my dad may have consulted with them on this.
I don't know what they're doing in them bars after 11 that they got to stop that behavior.
Well, I've had some great times after 11.
Yeah. But, you know, it's from tomorrow until January 3rd are the dates for this this curfew.
Oh, so clairvoyant too.
Yeah, so you can't celebrate New Year's at least at a bar
right.
In Arkansas.
Wow.
It's not just Arkansas. There's a headline here from ABC7.com that Gavin Newsom, the governor in California, has announced a curfew for all counties in the so-called purple tier, which is 41 out of the state's 58 counties and more than 94% of the population. The curfew is being called a limited stay-at-home order. Stop short of a full lockdown. It will be in effect from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. starting Saturday.
Yeah, see, if they actually do a lockdown here, I'm definitely going to file a petition for a writ of habeas corpus.
To the shutdown courts.
Well, I don't know. I'll at least file one.
It's too dangerous for the government bureaucrats to work. The rest of us can go back to work, but the government bureaucrats cannot.
Well, not in some
Maybe
places.
Maybe we should make it more dangerous for them not to work.
In some places, they are telling people to not go back to work. They are doing lockdowns. They are telling people that
partial days.
That they're telling people that, you know, restaurants must close, only do takeout. A lot of places are going back to that stuff.
I mean, hey, if 200 people get this thing, one will die.
Steve, anything else you want to share about what's going on down there?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's gotten pretty insane. I mean, we're getting over 2,000 cases a day in Arkansas.
But how many people are dying?
Like 20 or 30 a day.
Okay, so like nobody.
You know, I've got, just where I work, I had one person that tested positive, and now I have four people that they've made go home to quarantine for 2 weeks. Even if they, you know, have a negative COVID test, they can't come back to work for 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
And the way they're doing it, you know, and they're paying people for being off for 2 weeks, which is great. But all a person's got to say is, oh, well, I was at my cousin's house, and they tested positive, so I get a two-week vacation now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so,
wow, I should get a job just for that.
Two-week paid vacation.
For real. So anyway, I'm like you guys. I'm ready for this to be done with.
Well, they're not ready for that. They're going to keep doing this as long as they can get away with it.
Right. Now they're talking about something called a Great Reset. Now, I have no idea what it is, but I can tell you that the people who are talking about it are terrifying.
Well, it's not going to be great. That's the first thing I can let you know.
It's the not so great.
Might
reset.
Be great for them, not going to be great for us.
Right. This is something that's being
great big club, but we're not in it.
Yeah. This is the World Economic Forum. That's who you're referring to. They're the ones who are putting this out there. Time Magazine recently did a lengthy series of articles by people like the Walmart CEO, the head of the World Economic Forum, and like a dozen or two other big wig CEO types, just blathering on about this great reset and how wonderful it's going to be. They're going to change capitalism, they say, or something.
Oh.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah, whenever they trot that word out, it's terrifying.
Yeah, we've had several schools here already close and go back to virtual, so I'm pretty sure that's going to be something that'll be statewide before too long.
See, I wonder if the kids are going to be better off because they didn't get crammed into public schools, or if they're going to be worse off because they, like, went for months without seeing anybody's face.
Oh, don't forget the fact that they're... Go ahead.
I've got a junior in high school and a senior in high school. And, you know, you remember being a junior or senior. You go to school for the social aspect of it.
Right.
You're finishing up your classes, whatever. But, you know, I went to school to play football, see my friends, and, you know, kind of get ready to go to college.
Now, your kids, do they know that the fear mongers are full of it?
Dude, my kid, and I've said this before, my children are typical Gen Z, like, believe everything the news tells them.
Oh, no.
And they weren't
that's
raised
gotta
like
hurt.
That.
Yeah, well, it can't possibly be dad that knows something, because if you're following the media, then you're obviously one of the outsiders. You're going against the grain if you're following what the media says. It's crazy. I don't even understand the thought process.
You know, he's 18, so it was his first time to be able to vote, and he had all of his philosophies and reasons why he voted laid out. And I'm just like, dude, you've never even had a job. how do you know what you need to vote for as far as policy goes? You have no idea.
Steve, thanks for sharing tonight, man. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We were talking about the governor in New Hampshire. He calls himself His Excellency.
The tradition calls him His Excellency.
Well, he signs the orders.
He doesn't buck it.
He doesn't cross it out. He signs the orders. So he signed his 74th order today that will be mandating masks on anyone over the age of 5 within the state of New Hampshire. Now the legal theorists would ask the question in court, if they were ever fined for this, to define the state of New Hampshire and prove that I was within it at the time. Because what is the state of New Hampshire? Is it the ground? Or is it a body politic? Is it a political society into which we have all been purportedly forced to
It's
to
both
be?
Of those, whichever one is convenient for them
at the
moment.
Time, yeah.
Right? So it is a body politic that rules a plot of land. And it, like, this is the reality of the situation, whether everybody wants to admit it or not. They own you lock, stock, and barrel. If you're on their land, they tell you what to do. You're a child in their home. Not a home they paid for. You paid for it. You're not a child. You are, in fact, you may be their ward, but you're their serfs. You're their slaves that built the whole thing. But you'll do as you're told.
As long as you do what you're told, then you are those things. And it seems like most people are just doing what they're told, whether it be here in the so-called Live Free or Die state or not, or anywhere
else.
Until
we start shooting back.
It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Come. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is reaffirming the Trump administration doesn't support shutting down schools.
Ed, President Trump wanted me to make it clear that our task force, this administration, and our president does not support another national lockdown, and we do not support closing schools.
As cases do continue to increase across the country, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is predicting more closures like indoor dining and gyms within a week or two.
New York City will, before long, be in that orange zone status. I talked to the governor at length about this yesterday, and that means those restrictions are coming.
Thanksgiving dinner will not cost as much this year. A new report shows your Turkey Day feast will cost about $47 this year. That's $2 less than last year and the lowest price it's been in a decade. You're listening to USA Radio News. Trump campaign lawyer Rudy Giuliani says it's clear there was widespread voting fraud in the presidential election.
Because it's not a singular voter fraud in one state. This pattern repeats itself in a number of states. Almost exactly the same pattern.
Giuliani had a briefing in Washington, D.C., saying that there was a plan from a centralized location to deny President Trump re-election. Giuliani also questioning the validity of massive mail-in voting. The NFL is going cashless at this year's Super Bowl. The league announcing a partnership with Visa that will make the entire event cash-free amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. The NFL was already working on the idea but decided to implement it due to COVID-19. Fans can trade their cash for Visa gift cards at reverse ATMs that will be around all Raymond James stadiums in Tampa, home of Super Bowl 55 in February. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's open phones. As always, you're invited if you want to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Mark.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by our Free Talk Live amplifiers, like Kingston Smith, who is a gold supporter. He's a gold amplifier of Free Talk Live. That means Kingston is contributing $10 a month to the AMP program, which you can do. We only ask for $5, but he's doing $10, so thank you, Kingston.
Thank you, Kingston.
You can do that yourself over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com, and you can sign up there with credit card, debit card, PayPal, or even Bitcoin BTC. amp.freetalklive.com. You get some cool perks, and you'll help Free Talk Live get the ideas of freedom out there as far and as wide as we possibly can. A New Hampshire bakery, bagel shop, and pizza place each have been fined $500, according to NBCBoston.com, after repeated complaints about staff not wearing masks during the coronavirus pandemic. The Attorney General's office said Wednesday that it had assessed penalties against Simply Delicious Baking Company in Bedford, What a Bagel in Nashua, and Checkmate Pizza in Concord, two other establishments, Game Changers Sports Bar and Grill in Londonderry, and the Common Man Barn on Plymouth, were issued warnings.
I'm surprised the Common Man would be in that list.
It's owned by a left liberal.
I mean, just as, yeah, just as status as they come. It's pretty obvious if you go in and you see, oh my goodness, the staff here isn't wearing little pieces of fabric over their mouths. They could kill us all, Right?
You could just turn around and walk out.
Leave. Leave. Leave, you nosy person, leave!
But instead, they call the cops, and the bagel shop had been warned at least 5 times by police and state officials that employees must wear masks when directly serving customers. According to the Attorney General's thugs, owner Christopher Weyer likened the requirement to speed limit laws. He said, quote, "We're of the mindset that the ordinance was similar to you driving 31 in a 30. Yes, technically it's illegal, but are we really going to hit people for this?" He said in a phone interview with the Associated Press, saying further, quote, "We are kind of operating under that mindset of allowing customers to make decisions for themselves. Now, that would be the New Hampshire way to do things, but things aren't like they used to be, I guess."
As Thomas Jefferson pointed out, the law is often but the tyrant's will, and always so when it violates the rights of the individual.
Yep, he further said, if they weren't comfortable coming, they didn't have to come in. So the owner himself just said what you said a moment ago, Mark. He says, we thought we could all be grown-ups about it.
Imagine that. That's not where the government works. No. That's not the way the people that claim to rule you work. If they let you rule yourself, they wouldn't have a purpose.
Right. Owners of the bakery and pizza shop, both which faced similar complaints, didn't immediately respond to requests for comment, and the owners of the other bar and restaurant also did not. The Attorney General's office said the sports bar allowed staff to work without masks, allowed customers to mingle without masks.
Oh my God, they mingled. Were there dogs and cats living together?
During cornhole games and hosted a cornhole beer pong
games?
Tournament.
They had cornhole games?
Yes, yep. Cornhole is when you take a bean bag and you throw it at a sloped piece of wood
with a hole in it.
Oh, okay. Okay, I had something completely different in mind.
They even hosted a beer pong tournament despite being told to cancel the event.
Oh,
how dare they do something that their customers might enjoy and voluntarily show up to? Investigators at the Common Man didn't violate the rules, but noted a, quote, disturbing lack of caution, unquote, on part of the guests, on part of the guests at a wedding at the location. So that means another guest at the wedding called the cops on the other guests at the wedding to inform them that people weren't being cautious enough.
God.
But they can't find the business over that specifically, right? Because they could in the ordinance or in the governor's orders, as far as what rules restaurants have to follow, they say that the restaurant shall do this and that as far as its employees are concerned, like they shall wear masks. But when it comes to the customers, they can't, at least in New Hampshire, they can't mandate that the customers wear a mask per se, at least until now. Now they're passing a mask mandate for all of public areas in New Hampshire. That starts tomorrow. But prior to that, the restaurant couldn't, you know, mandate that the customers do that. They could, you know, tell them they didn't want them in their store,
and then make them leave.
And make them leave, but that's obviously up to them.
Which is what I think that should all come down to anyway. Look, if you don't want to wear a mask, fine. If you don't want people not wearing masks in your business, fine.
Right.
But that kind of choice leads to all kinds of terrifying things when it comes to
options.
You're the tyrants out there, the little petty tyrants that wish to tell you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like that.
No, they don't. And I don't like being told what to do, so I'll be going out to the governor's house, which we've been wanting this for months. I mean,
it's true.
You and I know, buddy, we've been talking about this for a long time, and we've been trying to rope other people into it, but it's not been the easiest thing to do. I mean, he is a bit of a hike. I mean, it's almost a two-hour long drive to get out to the governor's house from here. But apparently he just lives at the end of a not private, but a cul-de-sac, so it's not like a gated neighborhood or anything like that. Mm. So we should be able to...
He's going
to
wish it was.
Yeah, we should be able to just park alongside of the road and just go hang out, you know, right out in front of his house. That's the plan.
Well, have fun.
Yeah, I think it will be fun. You know what? If you're not having fun, you're doing it wrong. And so that's what we're going to do about this. And then there may be more protests and that sort of thing. There was an interesting idea that I'm not going to say what it is. But I will say this. The governor did announce that he's going to have an outdoor inauguration for the first time ever. So normally they have an inauguration indoors. This year, due to COVID, due to social distancing, they're going to have a so-called socially distanced outdoor inauguration.
Is this on January the 20th?
The 7th, actually, at the State House. So
delightful weather we have in New Hampshire in January.
We don't know at what time of day this will be. I presume it'll be in the morning, but it's going to be a public event because it's outside, which means that there should absolutely be a protest on that particular site at that time. Gives us plenty of time to put something together, plenty of time to gather a crowd. And you know what? It doesn't matter that it's going to be cold out, Mark. We've got ways to keep warm up here, so we'll be able to go out there and be heard. There's already talk about things like air horns, perhaps, some noisemakers, some pots and pans, kids screaming and yelling or whatever.
Fireworks would be good.
Fireworks are a great idea. Absolutely. So
they're all going to make fireworks illegal here in New Hampshire.
Well, most towns probably have prohibition against them anyway, so I know they have one here in Keene because we had a few fireworks got launched off at the Keene Nightcaps that happened for 36 weeks straight this year, and one time the cops actually did come up and ticket somebody over launching fireworks without.
Although I gotta say, doing it at midnight is well. I'm glad I wasn't trying to sleep.
Well, you should find that guy and see if he can go to the new the governor's house protest with you.
The only problem with fireworks is it could be interpreted as celebration of his inauguration. So I don't know if you want to do fireworks at the inauguration.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I don't want anything.
The toll-free number here is 855. Well, I just want to be left alone. But they just insist on shutting their rules.
Driving to Concord so that you can blow an air horn during the governor's outdoor inauguration.
I don't have an air horn.
Doesn't
some people
sound
were
like
about
somebody
that.
Who we wants to be left alone.
No, Mark, I want to be left alone, but they won't leave me or my friends alone. And if they're not going to leave me alone, then I'm going to give them back a taste of their own medicine.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to see it that way.
I don't care how they see it.
I know.
The point of this isn't to change Chris Sununu's mind. He's not going to change his mind. He's ensconced for another 2 years, safely there in his little gubernatorial seat, and he's not going to go anywhere because the state representatives sure as hell aren't going to kick him out. They don't have enough people to do that. They're probably not
enough
people.
How would they do that?
I don't know. Probably some kind of recall petition or something. I don't know. I don't know if there's even that process.
I don't even either. I mean, it's the shortest governor's term in the nation, so I don't see why there would necessarily even need to be a system for recalling the governor.
I don't know. Maybe there isn't. I don't know. But either way.
You don't like it? Wait 1 year and 11 months.
Well, we can do more than just wait, and I think that's what we need to do, because waiting and doing nothing hasn't done anything.
The Dan Feltz that was running against him was a horrifying character.
He was probably worse.
Oh, no, he
ways.
Was worse.
Yeah, no doubt about it, and he lost by a landslide.
But nobody would have been much better.
Absolutely.
Indeed.
Nobody was my choice for governor, in fact.
Well, always remember what Frederick Douglass said. Damn dialogue box again. The power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. And these will continue till they are resisted either with words or blows or with both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress.
We got more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want right here. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. Well, we managed to do a whole show last night and avoid the COVID-19 topic, but, man, they just keep on shoving this crap down your throat. It just keeps getting worse, and now they're using...
This COVID-19 makes me sick.
Yep, now they're using the season as an excuse to crank up the lockdowns again, to shut down more businesses, to issue more funds. To increase penalties, to increase curfews, and we're seeing
it. Can I have tyranny for Christmas?
Yeah, that's all you're getting for Christmas this year. They're canceling Thanksgiving. The CDC recommending that people don't travel. We can talk more about what's happening there. But let's go way across the world to Australia for the next story. Because, you know, you think it's pretty bad here, and it is. It's even worse there. In fact, according to what brought this to my attention, we had heard that, like,
if lockdowns worked, Australia would be completely fine.
Right. They don't work. But that doesn't matter. It's not about keeping people safe from a disease. It's about total obedience.
I would say the lockdowns work to some extent, but you can't say...
Work at what?
So, for instance, we can find island nations and these sorts of things where they have kept people from traveling in.
Mm-hmm.
Which then, to some extent, proves that it's a person with COVID has to come there in order to do something. So if you keep the person with COVID at home or whatever, then the lockdowns have an opportunity to work. The question is are they worth it? Is really the question. And how much do they mitigate the spread of this disease?
You remember Saturday night when Captain Kickass read the story about the military lockdown?
Yep.
Which actually didn't do anything, and it was like the most extreme lockdown you could possibly have.
Sure, yeah. But they were somehow coming in contact with other people.
Sure enough.
This is the thing, is that the government's only going to go about half measures.
Mm-hmm.
They're only going to make you
suffer.
Well,
this was the maximum.
They're not going to
work. This wasn't a half measure. They were totally locked down with maximum cleaning,
Then how'd the virus get in?
That's the thing. It did anyway. So the point is, it doesn't work.
Well, I'm telling you that there are island nations.
I heard what you said.
That's work done. I'm telling you that there's a place, and that's only accessible in the United States.
That may just be because no one's gone there with a virus. That may be because no one's gone there with the virus.
That's
you know?
The point.
But what I mean is there's so few people that have it, maybe there's barely been anybody that's even tried to go to the islands. They couldn't even get a plane ticket there or whatever.
But that's the point. They're not going. They're not getting there.
Well, some people are going.
They're not bringing it.
Vin Armani, our former co-host, went there, and they locked him down for 2 weeks.
You're talking about Saipan specifically.
Yeah.
Not
sure they're doing that in other places.
Saipan is not an island nation, but there are.
Whatever, dude. It's an island.
Saipan can't stop Americans from coming.
But they're locking them down.
Well, they will make you quarantine if you test positive for COVID.
When Vin went, they made him quarantine anyway, no matter what.
All states have quarantine measures at the time.
This one, they're forcing
Florida
people
into. Florida had quarantines.
Sure.
Vermont
but
had quarantines.
But a lot of states, there's like a road sign that says you must quarantine, and then that's it. In the island of Saipan, they were actually taking people off the plane and taking them into a FEMA camp.
Yes, that's correct.
Yes.
At one point, that was so. Those measures are over. But
for now.
Right now in Connecticut, those measures continue. If you are coming from the state that they list as a high infection rate or whatever.
And New York.
And you come into the airport,
mm-hmm.
you'll likely be talking with someone.
Oh, yeah.
I used to laugh what's his name, Alex Jones for talking about the FEMA camps. Of course, I used to laugh at Alex Jones for claiming that there was a billionaire pedophile flying around with Bill Clinton, and
well,
turned out he was right about that.
Alex
Jones
didn't
kill himself, by the way.
Alex Jones finally is going to be coming back to the side of being anti-government now that Joe Biden is going to be elected.
I hope so.
Because Jones had gone total government, total pro-state. He became a Trumper, and it was really sad to see that happen to Jones. Of course, you know, he'll only stay that way, likely, as long as there's Democrats. In office, but.
Yeah, I can see the attraction that all those folks had to Donald Trump. If I could have placed my vote to release a truckload of leprositic wombats on Washington D.C. every single day for the next four years, you can believe that's where my vote would have been placed. But I understood that Trump was a man and he had the same motivations that men have always had, and that's why you don't I'm not interested in it.
He was a man. Take him all for all. I shall not see his like again.
So what brought the Australia situation to my attention again, because it was several weeks ago, they were in the news. I think it was Melbourne had one of the worst lockdowns on the planet. So now it's getting worse there, and I think it's even more of Australia. So a woman on Twitter named Andrea, and she is apparently a government, you know, pro-government person, she writes to the South Australia police saying, "Hey, South Australia police, news, for the sake of my stupid husband, who's doing a Karen from Brighton moan, can you please broadcast very specific information about walking the dog? Hashtag lockdown." They then respond to her, saying, "Hi, Andrea, you cannot leave the house to walk the dog or to exercise." And that was.
And
what,
they don't think having a house full of dog crap is going to be a health problem?
Yeah.
I suppose they imagine that you're going to just let the dog out the door. And
I don't know what they imagine. I don't know if they.
But there are dogs you simply cannot let out the door.
Right.
They're not going to go do their business and come back. They have to be on a leash.
And sometimes the dog doesn't want to go in your yard. I don't know if they're going to call it. Is it walking the dog when you go outside with the dog on a leash and you walk it around the yard, too? Is that considered walking the dog? You are walking with the dog in order to leave your doorway to get to the grassy area. And of course, in a lot of cities, there's not a grassy area right outside of your home. There's sidewalk and then maybe like a plant with some mulch around it. You can take them over there.
I'd like to see the cops arrest somebody for walking a dog but still stay 6 feet away.
Well, they have an exemption, Mark.
Well, they don't want to spread the COVIDs, do they?
Well, I mean, they've got to enforce
the law. They're going to get the cooties.
South Australia, according to Bloomberg, began one of the world's toughest lockdowns today, with even outdoor exercise and dog walking banned as the state tries to contain a cluster of COVID-19 infections. For 6 days, only one person from a household will be allowed to leave home each day, and only for so-called essential reasons, said authorities. Schools, universities, cafes, and restaurants are closed, weddings and funerals are banned, and mask wearing is mandatory. Quote, "We want to go hard, go early, but get out of it as quickly as we can."
But this is just nonsense. I mean, you're not going to get out quickly. It's just not going to happen. If you, I mean, like,
certainly
if people,
none of this nonsense is going to change anything.
Right. I mean, if people are coming to your nation and, coming around, like, it's.
Well, they won't be coming there. Okay. International travel is pretty much dead.
Well, then people are going to come from other parts of Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, all right. I'll bet anybody in the government of Australia $1,000 that they still have COVID cases in February.
Is that $1,000 Australian?
I don't give a flip. I don't give a crikey at one of their guppies.
Well, what we've seen is the cities with the harshest lockdown still have infection rates.
It just keeps happening.
As a matter of fact, the cities with the harshest lockdowns do worse.
Mm-hmm. And that's true in Nashville, New Hampshire, which has had the harshest mask mandate of all of the cities in New Hampshire. And even afterwards, it has the greatest infection rate.
It's because they're closest to those yucky people from Massachusetts.
23 people in the state capital of Adelaide have been infected after a cleaner at a hotel used to quarantine people arriving from overseas was exposed to the virus. And health authorities say the circuit breaker measures are necessary to avoid a wider outbreak. Marshall, who's the premier, Stephen Marshall.
20 people were exposed, which statistically that's going to result in one-tenth of one death, but they didn't say that 20 people actually got the disease.
No, it said they've been infected.
Okay, so they've been infected. And let's talk about infections, too. I've just got a theory here I'm working on. If the old people who are actually at risk for this were to stay home and the rest of us were to go out and get this disease, the vast majority of whom, like the staggering majority of whom, I'm not talking about, like 51% majority, I'm talking about 99.whatever% will basically experience nothing. If the rest of us get this disease, then presumably, as I understand infectious diseases, or at least we're being told with vaccines and, you know, these sorts of things, then the disease will die out because it will have no one to infect. Mm-hmm. So, in fact,
that's what viruses are supposed to do.
We only have
herd immunity.
If we're going to quarantine healthy people, quarantine the healthy people that are likely to get it, let the rest of us continue to run society. And then everybody's better
off. I don't
care.
If I'm 70 or 80 years old, I'm going out anyway. You can go pound sand with your quarantine.
Well, that's their choice.
I'd rather take my risk.
That's the choice they should get to make.
Right. Live free or die. That's not the worst of evil.
When you talk about quarantines, those aren't choices. Those are mandates.
Fine.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The premier, Stephen Marshall, says that this is a nasty strain of the virus. So he's saying that the COVID-19 is now worse than it has ever been.
He has no evidence.
Well, the COVIDians are nastier down there,
More
I guess.
Coming up here in moments. 855 450 free like freedom. Hour 2 is next.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Our cat Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com. I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I've seen the changes in my dogs. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.